Now, here's your host, Mark Moses.
Good afternoon and welcome. Welcome indeed to, yes, a Wednesday edition of the Mark Moses Show, only right here on Sports Radio 107.9 FM, 1560 AM. Yes, and anywhere you listen online and podcast. Let's get right into it. We now know the schedule for the Orlando Magic. We've been waiting and waiting patiently to know what's going to happen. We now know what's going to happen. Here's your schedule. Coming up this Saturday, 1 o'clock with the tip-off, it is going to be the Magic at the Cleveland Cavaliers on ESPN, the Entertainment Sports Programming Network. Yes, the Magic not only are going to be on national TV, but they are going to kick it off where it's a quadruple header Saturday and Sunday for the NBA. That's right. The Magic, first game on the slot, early, 1 o'clock, can't stress this enough, Eastern Standard Time. The whole country is going to be watching that. That is going to be exciting. So here's what you got. Saturday 1, ESPN. Game 2 is Monday night in Cleveland. That'll be 7 o'clock with a tip on NBA TV. Thursday, next week, April 25th, Orlando, downtown, there at the Kia Center. 7 o'clock with the tip. That's on NBA TV. And yes, if you are wondering, that is the same night as the opening night of the NFL draft. Then you're going to have next Sunday, so not this Sunday, the Sunday after, the 27th, game 4 there in Orlando. That game, 1 o'clock with the tip, early tip, on TNT. Then, because you don't know if these games are going to happen or not, probably. Game 5, April 30th, there in Cleveland. Game 6, potentially, that'll be in Orlando on May 3rd. A Game 7 do or die, if it comes to that, that'll be in Cleveland on May 5th. So today's what? April 17th. Buckle up if you're a Magic fan. But I love it. I love it. And I like Mike, who's a great sports fan. He always, you know, he tweets about stuff and big, it's like Vero Beach Finn fan, pretty much. That's the handle on Twitter. I know I'm butchering it, Mike. Sorry. You know, he hits me up. He's like, hey, what channel is this going to be on? And I waited and waited till I knew the actual release. And then I went, yes, 1 o'clock ESPN. Now, are they on NBA TV for a lot of these games? Yes, they are. Yes, they are. I get it. There's going to be a lot of games going on. But this is exciting. You know, the last couple of years, I have done this thing where it's like, okay, Magic, the regular season's over. They're done. They're not in the playoffs. Then we look ahead. And this is how I schedule things as a program director, where it's like, all right, well, now we'll look at the NFL draft, and then, all right, we'll have Memorial Day. We also have the draft lottery, which is one of my favorite sporting events in all of sports. I love it. It's just so ridiculous of an event. I love it. And then you got to look at the NBA draft in June. So the last couple of years, I mean, since 2020, I have had this idea of, all right, well, they're not in the playoffs, so we can't do that, but we'll look ahead to the draft lottery. And then we'll go to the draft party at the Kia Center there in Orlando. And I've done that for multiple years. Yes, I have. I know you had the pandemic in there, but it's like 22, 23. I was like, well, we'll go this year. No, you can't, because they're in the actual playoffs. See, it's that Herm Edwards, you play to win the game. Yes, they're in the playoffs. There's going to be home playoff games. I last went in 2019 when they lost to Toronto. That's the last time I've been to a playoff game. And honestly, for anyone, 2020 they made the playoffs, but that was in the bubble, so no one could go. Even though it was right in our backyard, right at Disney, which is kind of sad. Every superstar was there, and we couldn't go. This time you can go. That's going to be fun. So yes, they're going to play Saturday. They're going to play Monday. Then game 3, because you have the travel day in there. Yeah, 25th. I'll look at the calendar. Make sure I have this right here. Calendar, 25th is a Thursday. That's the NFL draft. And I got to put my foot down. Love the Magic. I'm hosting my NFL draft party. We're going to be at Walk-On Sports Bistro. Yes, Thursday night, April 25th. The first round of the draft, first 10 picks, is 8 to 10 p.m. You got to get there before 8 p.m. Get your table ready to go. Get your food and drink specials in, right? Get your order in. You got to sign up. Who you think's going to go in the top 10 of the first round of the NFL draft opening night? Third walk-ons in Vieira. You get the most right of anyone there at the restaurant. Oh, grand prize, $100 Super Bowl coin from the Highland Mint and $100 gift card to walk on. So maybe you pay for you and your buddies that night. That's going to be fun. So what I'm going to do is I'll be watching the draft at walk-ons, and then the side of my phone here on one of my eyes, I'll be watching the Magic game as well. That's right. That's going to be fun. I am excited. Yeah, that's going to be good. We have our Pet Fest event. So it's called Space Ghost Pet Fest. That's coming up Saturday. That is from like 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. We're giving out free t-shirts, and we're going to be registering people to win Rolling Stones concert tickets. We're going to have great food and, you know, kind of pet-centric type vendors. It's downtown Cocoa Beach. That's 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. Then I'll be watching the Orlando Magic game. That's right. It's going to be a busy time. Busy, busy, busy. Yeah, I like this. It's going to be good over the next couple of weeks. I know we don't have actual football going on, but that's going to be fun. Now, what happened last night to Mark, Uncle Mark? I'll tell you, and I don't say this often, last night, that L.A. Lakers-New Orleans Pelicans game was fantastic. It really was. It was must-see TV. And I love March Madness. I really do. And I thought we had a good tournament. And I even like the women's tournament. That game last night was better than the March Madness tournament. I am going there with that comment. You could call me, oh, you're dumb. You don't know your I don't care. This is my show. This is my opinion. I'm in the opinion business. That game last night had everything. And it really makes you think, why can't the regular season be like that? Where the crowd's just amped up. And both players on, you know, the players on both teams, they're really trying. There are games I go to in the regular season in the NBA. No one's going 100 miles an hour. No one's giving their all. They're just, load management. And, hey, it's February. We got a long season. Oh, no. That's the same thing with hockey. The regular season's a complete waste of time. All you got to do, hey, get in the playoffs and let's see what happens. The game was great. And Zion Williamson, a player that we all have known about for the last couple of years, and especially when he was at Duke and the hype of him, and he was the number one pick and all these injuries, and he was great last night. He finally, the potential of him, we've always like, okay, this guy could be great. This guy could be great. In that second half, the LA Lakers had no answer for him. None. LeBron, Anthony Davis, Hachimura, Russell, Reeves, no one in the Lakers could stop this guy. He was scoring at will. He had 40 points. And that crowd just like, it lit up, it woke up, and it looked like the Pelicans were going to win this game. Then with a couple of minutes left, like 2 minutes to go in the fourth quarter, something happened. Zion drives, he scores, and it looks like he tweaked something, and he had to lead the game. And everyone, me, you, your mother, your dog, you're like, well, the Lakers are going to win this game. Because it was all Zion, and that was about it. No one was really helping him. McCollum, and you look at Ingram, they were giving nothing. They were bringing nothing to the table. And it was just Zion after a while. And the Lakers had no answer. And that kind of sums up Zion Williamson. There's great potential. He's exciting. He's explosive. He's must-see TV. He just can't stay healthy. He can't. And it looks like he gave everything he could on the court, and his body just can't handle it. That's, and I feel bad. Like, I'm really rooting for him. He's a great player. He can't stay healthy. He can't. And I saw the stat where it's like, during the season, he's lost 25 pounds. During the season? What? Why are you not losing that weight in the offseason, training, and getting ready for the actual season? That was wild. And LeBron, I'll just say this about him. He's 39 years old. He's going to be 40 in December. That guy is a unicorn. He is a unicorn. He is going to be 40 years old, and he's still a top 10 player in the NBA. Is he the best player? No, he's not. Did he have trouble on defense guarding Zion? Yes, he did. Because Zion's like, what, 25 years old? This guy's 39 years old. The fact that he's out there is a miracle. And you know what? He might be the greatest athlete of our lifetime. Football, baseball, basketball, hockey, boxing, golf, doesn't matter. LeBron, his body, just you could say, oh, the body of work. No, his actual human being body. He might be the greatest athlete of all time. Because the fact that he's been going since 18 to 39, and he's finishing, what, his 21st season, and he's still playing at a high level, it's remarkable. You can have any opinion you want about this guy, and everyone does. He's still going, and he's going to play next year. That is wild. And he's out there playing, and there were plays, I will say this, there were plays in that fourth quarter where he was missing some layups, and I just felt like I've seen his whole career. I remember when he was in high school, there were plays in that fourth quarter, crunch time, he would make a move to the rim, and he just misses the layup. If it was 3 years ago, he's making those plays. Okay, maybe he's lost a little step. He's still, again, a top 10 player. It's amazing. It really is. As you know, if we're going to go with the GOAT, for me personally, my guy will always be Michael Jordan. That's always, it doesn't matter what these other players do. When I go the hierarchy in my heart, who's my favorite player? Who's the best player? If you put a gun to my head and said, who's the best player of all time? I'm going to say Michael Jordan. He played for my team. He won 6 titles. He changed the landscape internationally for basketball. Michael Jordan's my guy. But you know what? I'm sorry. If LeBron plays for another 3 or 4 years at a high level and he retires and he has the all-time scoring and just this resume that he's putting together. Now, I know you're going to say, oh, he doesn't have as many championships. But, like, I can't stress it. He keeps going. He keeps going. It's remarkable. Now, the real question is, they win that game, and yes, that D'Angelo Russell, you talk about all-time trash talk. They're up one, he's in the corner, hits that three with about 45 seconds to go, points to the Pelicans bench, puts his foot down, and then he points to the ground. I hit that right in your face, in your building, in front of your fans, in your stadium, in New Orleans. Suck it. That was pretty bad, man. That was pretty badass, if we're going to say so ourselves. That guy, you could tell someone's ready to punch him in the face. Oh, that was stone cold by D'Angelo Russell. They win. Now what? Now what happens? If the Pelicans don't have Zion, they're toast. They're not beating Sacramento. And they're going home. They're going fishing. They're done. Can the Lakers beat Denver? No. Can the Lakers make a deep playoff run if they didn't have to take on Denver? Yes. The Lakers, even though they're the 7th seed, you look at them, where Anthony Davis probably having his best season ever, and LeBron, again, I know I'm hyping him like crazy. They look like a team that can make a deep playoff run. The problem is, they're not stopping Denver. I know you're going to watch the games. It's the Lakers. I get it. They're must-see TV, LeBron, all that stuff. No. Zion Williamson was running wild on the Lakers' defense. What do you think the Joker's going to do? What do you think? You think he's, oh, I'm not going to play. No. Joker destroyed them last year. He's the best player on the planet. He's going to win his third MVP in, what, 4 seasons? Oh, he's going to destroy. Going to destroy the Lakers. Because you get caught in the moment where you see that Lakers team last night, and you're like, you know, they're pretty good. There's better teams. There are, I think the Lakers can make a run, but oh no, you forget about Denver. Oh, they're going to destroy the Lakers. They swept them last year. Okay, maybe it goes 5 or 6 games. Oh, they're beating the Lakers. Yeah, I'm sorry. They're not going through that. And look, if I'm wrong, I'm wrong. But right now, my gut, I'm going with Denver, and I think Denver's going back to the NBA Finals. I mean, you have the question: how good is Oklahoma City? They were the 1 seed. They had the most wins. You got Minnesota, and you got Anthony Edwards, who's playing out of his mind. He could drop 50 at any moment. It's going to be fascinating. That was just one game. There's so much drama and, you know, the injury and just, and you know what it is? It's like the women's tournament where we knew these characters. We had these players, you know, Angel Reese and Caitlin Clark. We watched them all season. Then they get to the tournament, and then they got to play each other. Paige Beckers. I can keep going on and on. And now you got to deliver. Now there's pressure to play. And that's what's great about hockey and basketball playoffs. Regular season's a waste of time. And now it's put up or shut up time. And I always make this joke with the NBA where now players get exposed. You're like, don't worry, I'll be ready for the playoffs. All right, well, the playoffs are here. Are you ready? Maybe. And then they lose. And then they're out. Well, maybe you're not that good. This is put up or shut up time. And just the crowds. And man, I can't. Dude, I can't wait. I know that Magic crowd. They were wild on Sunday. I remember going when they played Toronto in 2019. I was there. That place was loud. It's loud anyway. Where they're blasting that techno music, it's going to be even louder. And it's one of those things. This, you get this in the NFL and Major League Baseball. What's great about this country with pro sports, when it's a playoff game, there's no like, oh, well, you know, we'll walk around the concourse and we'll go to the team store and, you know, maybe we'll get an icy. No. Let's go. I'm in my seat. I'm here to yell and I want to win. We're out for blood. And that's why I always say the best sporting event is Championship Sunday in the NFL. Fan bases, if you're home with a chance to go to the Super Bowl, it's like Roman Coliseum and they're bringing the Lions out to kill people. That's the atmosphere. I've been to an NFC Championship game. I want to get to that rush again one day. That's what I think about. And hopefully those Magic crowds, hey, you got to bring it as a sixth man. That is going to be fun. That is awesome. That really is. Oh, and by the way, Monday I said the window and the door is closed, whatever analogy you want to say about Tiger Woods. I think the door is closed. The window, whatever. The analogy, it's over. Put a fork in it. He's not winning again. The Golden State Warriors are done as well. They're not winning. They're done. They lost last night against Sacramento, and give credit to the Kings. Remember, they hosted Golden State last year and lost a game 7, and I bet you it was just heartbreaking. They got their revenge last night. They were waiting one calendar year to get their revenge on the Warriors, and they did it. And if the Kings, if they lose the other, you know, if they lose in the first round of the playoffs, whatever happens, they won't care. They buried Golden State Warriors. Warriors are done. They are done. The run is over. They won a lot of championships. What did they win? Steph, Clay, Draymond, super famous team. Changed the way people play in the NBA from the standpoint of you shoot the three-pointer to set up the two. They did that. They're all going to the Hall of Fame. Steve Kerr, everyone. Great run. They're done. It's over. Now there's younger, hungrier teams. It's over. They didn't technically, you play last night, they got buried. They didn't even make the playoffs. It's over. It's done. Nothing personal. The window's over. And I think about, you know, my Bulls growing up, where, and you saw it during the pandemic with The Last Dance, where they broke up the team. They could have kept going. Jordan wanted to come back. Phil Jackson, they all wanted to come back. They wanted to keep playing. But it's interesting in hindsight. They won a title and then blew up the team and started over. And honestly, the Bulls have never recovered. It's been 25 years. What if they didn't? What if they said, sure, you guys can keep playing? We never really saw that. You would have had a situation in Chicago with Jordan. You know, Rodman was completely washed up by the end. Pippen, he was going to leave no matter what. But you would add Jordan, some young guys, and maybe they get the 7th seed. They never get back to the finals. We never saw that. That's why it's a great what if. But we are seeing it with the Warriors. Steph's going to keep playing. But they're not going to contend for a title. It's over unless, you know, something crazy happens and they trade for all these superstars. But it's not. It's over. It's over. This is what's happened. They had a great run. Hey, 4 championships. Hey, the Celtics with Larry Bird, they won 3. They went to the finals all these times in the 80s. They won 3. Magic Johnson won 5 in the 80s. Then the window closed. Bulls won 6. It's remarkable. Tim Duncan, you know, he won 5 over over a decade. He won 5. And then it ended, right? This is what happens with runs, right? And that's why if you're going to look at all time, the New England Patriots, Tom Brady, was like 2 decades long. Winning all his championships. And they got the 6. and they're always competing. It's why it's an incredible run. But the Warriors, it's over. It's over. Just like when your girlfriend's, Mark, I don't want to see you anymore. It's over. Same thing with the Warriors. They're done. Let's go to break. We'll come back. I had a great conversation this morning. New guest of the show. He's there in Tampa. His name is Jason Powers. I go on News 13 and Bay News 9 in Tampa, Orlando. Bay News 9. And we were discussing about Tiger Woods and is his run over. We did this Sunday night. I want to bring him on. You'll hear this conversation next. And we'll go over this Buccaneers heading into the NFL draft next Thursday. We'll do that next right here on the Mark Moses Show.